and bountiful, by the God of creation. How we need wisdom and great dedication, so that America can be a monument to liberty. The glory to America. Bring back the glory. Bring back the glory to America, the land of liberty. Pray for our nation with renewed dedication. Bring back the glory to America. Bring back the glory.
Hey man, thank you man. What a wonderful song. Let's take the word of God this morning. We will go to Joshua chapter number 4. Joshua chapter number 4. In just a moment, we'll begin in verse number 1. And we'll read down to verse number 7. Today I want to preach you on this subject. Remember your freedom. Remember your freedom. It is so very important on Memorial Day that we remember those that have given their lives for our country. But it should cause us to remember our freedom. We have freedom, do we not? You know, during a time like this in our country when we just dealt with a pandemic, I think many of us understood something. Boy, we have taken many of our freedoms for granted. And we so often do. I've had many people tell me, Pastor, I took it for granted to be able to come and assemble together. And now that we were able to, it helps us to remember and it helps us to be grateful. And on a day like this, may God help us to be grateful. I'm reminded of what the statement of our Constitution, the beginning statement of the Constitution of the United States of America says, we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. I love America. I believe it is the greatest nation on the face of the earth. I believe that. And I thank God to be an American citizen. I love the freedom that our flag stands for. I love those who have sacrificed to make it possible for us to have freedom. I know that as I stand here today, I've never been a soldier. Not in a physical army per se, but I know my grandfather, my mom's dad, and other people in my life, they served our country in wars. And they gave of their time and their energy and their lives to make it possible for you and me to be able to have freedom that we enjoy today. When we come to Joshua chapter number 4, we come to a time of remembrance. And God wants us to remember. Now, I'm sure that you're like me. There's things that we forget, do we not? We forget the price that has been paid. Joshua chapter number 4, we begin in verse number 1. And it came to pass when all the people were clean passed over Jordan, that the Lord spake unto Joshua, saying, take you 12 men out of the people, out of every tribe a man, and command ye them, saying, take you hence out of the midst of Jordan, out of the place where the priest's feet stood firm, 12 stones. And ye shall carry them over with you, and leave them in the lodging place where ye shall lodge this night. Then Joshua called the 12 men, whom he had prepared of the children of Israel, out of every tribe a man. And Joshua said unto them, pass over before the ark of the Lord your God, into the midst of Jordan, and take you up every man of you a stone upon his shoulder, according unto the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, that this may be a sign among you, that when your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, what mean ye by these stones? Then ye shall answer them, that the waters of Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord. When it passed over Jordan, the waters of Jordan were cut off, and these stones shall be a memorial unto the children of Israel forever. Now God instructed his people to put up some stones, to stack them, 12 stones resembling the 12 tribes of the nation of Israel. And they stacked the stones up, and they were meant to be a memorial. It was meant to somewhat be out of place. For instance, have you ever seen a flag, as our flag is at half mast today? And the moment that you see the flag at half mast, you think, who passed away? What happened? Well, in a sense, the flag is a memorial. It is to say, hey, we remember today the lives of men and women who gave their lives for the sacrificial freedom of our country. Well, God instructed his people to do so. And by the way, in our Christian lives, it is very good to remember what the Lord has done in our lives. Do you remember when you got saved and you came to know Jesus Christ as your Savior? Would you raise your hand? You remember that day? We should think about that day often and praise the Lord for saving us. Do you remember what your life was like before you came to know Christ? We should remember that. We should remember the people that God put in our lives to influence us. We should remember the victories that God has given us. And that's what Joshua 4 is saying. God told Joshua, put those stones up. And I want it to be that when people walk by, and even the little children say, Daddy, what does these stones mean? Mama, what do these stones mean? That they can talk of the goodness, the power, and the grace, and the presence of an almighty God. Well, today on Memorial Day, Sunday, this Remembrance Day, we remember. We take time to remember. Let me say this. Many Americans and presidents have made their way to the center of Arlington Cemetery, where there stands a monument that is beloved by all Americans. It is the tomb of the unknown soldier. It's guarded 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year by the old guard of the United States Army. This monument has engraved on it these following words: here rest in honored glory an American soldier known but to God. I love that, and it's very precious, is it not? And you know something, as I watch a video this morning, just a few moments, I'm moved by that. Why? To think of the ultimate sacrifice of a man or a woman that is willing to give their life for the lives of others. Someone once said, our flag does not fly because the wind moves it. It flies with the last breath of every soldier who died to protect it. I love to see the American flag. We fly the American flag proudly here at Grace Baptist Church because we are thankful for the freedom that God has given us here in our land of the free. You see, God put in his word something that he did not want to be forgotten. God told Joshua, put up those stones. I want everyone to remember this. And I believe that God wants us to remember those that have given their lives for our country. By the way, anyone who knows the Bible will understand that God has much to say about our military. God has assigned a specific role to our military. In fact, God tells us that they are ministers of God. Think of that just for a moment. And they are doing the work of God. In fact, there's only two defining forces have ever offered to die for you. It is Jesus Christ and the American soldier. One died for your soul and one died for your freedom. Think of that just for a moment. You see, military forces fulfill a God-ordained role. They are formed to protect and guard the freedom of a nation. We are thankful today and remember those who have given their lives. Number one, I want you to notice today, let us remember the price of freedom. The price. You know something, it is good for me to remember. Yesterday, as I said, my wife and I and our family, we were in Illinois, and I was doing a wedding for a young man, a fine young man that loves the Lord, and he was faithful to God. But you know something? It made me remember what God had done in that young man's life. It made me remember the importance of trying to influence young people for the cause of Christ. It made me remember some things. It made me remember how God is at work in the lives of people. And as I stood there, and as they were being married together, and such a precious thing. And I was remembering the day that my wife and I got married. I was remembering that. Remembrance is a good thing that God gives to us. And God wants us to remember the price of freedom. Folks, daily we should remember the price of freedom through Jesus Christ, who gave the ultimate sacrifice to die on the cross for the sins of all mankind. But let us remember the soldier who gave his life for you and me. During World War II, a young soldier named David Webster of the East Company of the 101st Airborne wrote to his mother. He said, "Mother, stop worrying about me. I joined the parachutists to fight. I intend to fight. If necessary, I shall die fighting. But don't worry about this, because no war can be won without young men dying. Those things which are precious are saved only by sacrifice." Can you imagine a young man writing this to his mom? Can you imagine a young man with the determination, with a desire in his heart for the freedom of our country, to say those things which are precious are saved only by sacrifice? And folks, it is precious. It is an honor to be an American citizen and to live in America. But it is because of the sacrifice of those that have given their lives for our country. We must remember the price of freedom today. Our forces fight for liberty. Our liberty was purchased by the blood of American patriots. Would you take your Bibles and go to Titus chapter number 2. Titus chapter number 2. And I want to show you a very precious passage this morning in Titus chapter number 2. We come to verse number 11 of Titus 2. And I want you to see this great passage. Folks, there is a price for freedom. Never forget that. Let us remember today that the freedom that you and I had this morning to come to the house of God was paid for by the blood of an American soldier. You see, the freedom that we enjoy, the freedom that we have. But Titus chapter 2 reminds us of another freedom. Verse number 11 in Titus chapter 2 says, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for us, that He might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto Himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works." Folks, there is a price for our freedom. And today, if you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, then that means this: you're a child of God, your home is in heaven, and you will never stand before God and pay for the price of your sin. You'll never do that. You know why? Because Jesus Christ died on the cross for you. He gave the ultimate sacrifice. The Bible says that He gave Himself for you and me. Listen, the sinless gave Himself for the sinful. The just gave Himself for the unjust. And that's what Jesus did for you and me. You know, to me, a very sad thing is for anyone to disregard the American soldier or even our police officers. It's a sad thing to do so. In fact, I've heard stories of the men who came back, even from the Vietnam War and different wars, where people spat upon them, American citizens. People mocked them and ridiculed them and all of that. They went to give them freedom, and yet they were mocked and ridiculed. What a sad thing that is. What an ungrateful thing that is. But how much more is it for you and I not to serve our God, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, not to give our life for Him, the one who gave Himself for you and me? You see, we must remember the price of freedom. The Lord Jesus Christ freely gave of himself. Jesus was not forced to die on the cross. He gave of himself willingly. He took upon himself the sin of all mankind so that you and I would have freedom. Folks, the men and women of the military put their lives in danger for the sake of our country and for the sake of their brothers and sisters. Listen, the need for a military force will more than likely never disappear in the history of our country. It is through our soldiers, our sailors, our airmen and Marines that we have the luxury of unprecedented freedoms. But only Christ himself can give us freedom from sin that his sacrifice has granted to us. I am thankful for the American soldier, and we have great freedom today. But there is only one that can give us freedom from the penalty of our sin, and his name is Jesus Christ. Let us remember the price of freedom. At the close of World War II, Winston Churchill paid tribute to the Royal Air Force by saying this: "Never in the field of human conflict was so much owed to so many." And folks, looking at Jesus Christ as he died upon the cross for you and me, we must declare in some way, never in the history of a sinful world has all of humanity owed everything to only one person, and his name is Jesus Christ. We must remember the price of freedom. The most meaningful military memorial to me is one at North Georgia College, and this is what it says: "All gave some gave all." I think that is so fitting today. Many of you are sitting here in this service and you gave of yourself. You gave of time. You gave, no doubt, of your body. You gave of time from your friends and family. You gave of yourself. Today, I salute you and I thank God for you, because that is why we have freedom today. Folks, Memorial Day is to honor the sacrifices of those soldiers who gave all and who gave some for the cause of our freedom today. You know something? It is easy to forget, but we must remember the price of freedom. Last Sunday was our first day to be back in the house of the Lord together. By the way, do you know that church never really did close? Listen, the church is the people. And church never closed. We had to kind of confine where we could meet for a certain time. And listen, I did that simply out of the safety of our people. I did that simply because I believe that was the best thing to do. But folks, I want you to know that I'm thankful that we can be back together. And I'm reminded of the great freedom and the privilege that we have to come to the house of the Lord and to worship our Savior. Let us remember the price of our freedom. Years ago, when President Eisenhower was touring the battlefield at Valley Forge, and he was being shown from one historic spot to another, he made this statement at the conclusion of the tour. He said this: "This is where they got it for us." Well, what was he saying? What did he mean? He meant that those men and thousands of others in all the wars that Americans have fought, purchased by the blood, the freedoms that we enjoy today in the land of the free and the home of the brave. I'm reminded of a pastor that stood by the bedside of a Korean boy whose spine had been torn away by a shell blast the night before. But by some miracle, this Korean boy was still living. He was unable to change his position, and if he lived, the doctor said that for the rest of his life, he would be spent lying on his stomach. The army medics had patched him up the best they could. The pastor gripped his cold, perspiring hand and said words of comfort to him. But the soldier said this: "It was worth it if it will keep Americans free." Can I tell you, that is what it means to get it for us. Can I tell you something today? Today, I never went to a battlefield. Today, I stand before you a free man. But I did not go to some war. I did not stand on a battlefront willing to give my life. That was not me. But someone else got it for me. Someone else did that for me. Many of you in this room, you did that for me and for all of us and others that have gone on. You did it for us. But folks, today, may we remember that Jesus did it for us. He did everything. And today, all the blessings, all the privileges that we enjoy is because of Jesus Christ. It's because of His love for us. It's because of His sacrifice for us. May we never forget that. Remember the price of our freedom. But number two, and lastly tonight, not only do we remember the price of our freedom, but let's remember the people of freedom. Take your Bibles, if you would, please, and go to 1 Peter chapter number 2. And I want to show you a great passage in the Word of God. 1 Peter chapter number 2. And today, I trust that you understand that if you're a child of God, you're a person of freedom. 1 Peter chapter number 2, and let us look in verse number 9, if you would, please. Notice what the Bible says. By the way, life is such a valuable gift from God, is it not? It's a valuable gift. And to lay that life down defending other lives is a precious gift to others. You know, today, as we come to this day and we remember, well, I'm humbled, and it is a thought to think that someone died for me. Someone died so that my children could have freedom. Someone died that I could be raised in a Christian home and I could go to church. Someone gave their life for me. Remember the people of freedom. It's not just collectively, but remember people. You see, the price for freedom has never been cheap. It's never been cheap. But some people treat it cheaply, do they not? Some people take it for granted. But may we never take it for granted. For Americans alone, it has cost over 1.3 million lives, just Americans alone. Thank God for every one of them. And ultimately, remembering these lives with profound gratitude is the purpose of Remembrance Day. Today is Remembrance Day. Tomorrow we celebrate Memorial Day. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter number 2, and I want you to notice verse number 9, what the Word of God says. It says, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy." Folks, if you're a child of God this morning, you're that chosen generation. You're a generation, you've been chosen. God has chosen every one of us to come to know Him and to put our faith and trust in Him. We're that chosen generation. We're a peculiar people. We should live as if someone has given their life for you and me. Folks, I'm thankful today that I can have freedom as an American. By the way, I think when you see a soldier, you ought to thank him. You ought to thank her. You ought to say thank you for giving your time and even possibility of your life so that I can have freedom. When you see a police officer, you ought to thank him or her. You ought to thank them for what they do. They put their life on the line of duty so that you and I can have freedom day by day. But folks, daily, we should thank our Savior, Jesus Christ. And by the way, you say, well, Pastor, how can I live with remembrance? It's one thing on Memorial Day for us to remember this time and for us to honor the soldiers. But can I tell you, as American citizens, how we should live? We should live decently and honoring. We should uphold the laws and the standards of our society. We should be citizens and we should do the right thing because we have freedom. We are people of freedom. But as God's people, we should live a life that is holy. A life that is honoring unto our Savior because He gave everything for you and me. Listen, how, and may I use this word, disgustful it is to see someone that does not take our freedom with great gratitude. Have you ever seen someone before that they could care less about the American flag? They may want to burn the flag or what it may be. Listen, I'm disgusted by that. Do you know why? Because it took the blood of American men and women to purchase that freedom. I remember seeing the story or hearing or watching the video years ago of a man. It was during a baseball game, and a man had come out onto the field, and he was trying to light an American flag. And I remember seeing one of the baseball players run and grab the American flag from him, and the crowd was cheering. You know why? Because that was honor. That was decency to protect the American flag. And folks, may I say to you today, we should live as God's people. The Bible tells us we're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. You know something? We should be people of God that honor our Savior and live lives that are honoring unto our God who gave His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die for you and me. Folks, because I am an American citizen, I should live like an American citizen. I should honor those that have given their lives. But because I'm a Christian today, I should live a different life. I should live a life that is honoring to my God, because I have been purchased with a great price. Today, let us remember the price of our freedom. But let us remember that we are people of freedom. Today, as we think about this great Remembrance Day, may God help us to never forget. Let's bow our heads in prayer, would you please? Father, I thank you for your goodness in our lives today. I thank you for your love and mercy. We thank you that you have given the greatest gift of all, and that is that you gave your Son to die on the cross for our sins. God, today we remember those that have gone before us, fought for our freedom, fought so that we can walk into the church house, not fearing anything, but knowing that we have freedom. God, I thank you for a president right now who I believe is an honorable man. And I believe a man who knows you, and I believe a man who loves America. But God, today, as your people, may we remember the price of the freedom that was purchased for each and every one of us here. May we never forget the blood sacrifice of our Savior who died for us. And God, may we live a different life. Lord, I believe that the people who left the crucifixion were never the same. And God, I don't want to live my life disregarding the freedom that was purchased for me by Jesus Christ. Father, would you bless today? May we live in gratitude. May we live in thanksgiving to our country, to the soldier, but also to our Savior. Our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed. Today, how many would be honest and would say, Pastor, there are times that I have forgotten what God has done for me. Pastor, there's times when I've gone through my life and I have not even thanked the Lord for giving His Son to give His blood for my soul's salvation. Pastor, the Lord has dealt with me this morning. Would you pray for me? Would you lift your hand and hold it up high? That's me, Pastor. That's me. Today, in honor of the soldier who gave his life for our freedom, may we come to this altar in gratitude to the Savior who gave us our ultimate freedom. Oh, listen, someone may take our freedom from us. I pray that never happens in America. But no one will ever take our salvation from us. No one. Let's stand together. Our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed. And today, I want us to simply have just an invitation song. The piano is going to begin to play. Today, I want to invite you to join me just to come to this altar and let's thank our God for the freedom that we have in America. We ought to thank Him for that, because God is the one who gave us the freedom. But let us thank our Savior for giving us the freedom from our sins. And let us leave today with joyful hearts of gratitude for our country and for our Savior. Father, bless this invitation. Thank you for your love. Thank you, Lord, for the greatest sacrifice of all, But God, thank you for the men and women that are represented here today who have served in our military. But God, we thank you for the ones that have given their lives so that we can have freedom today. Lord, we love and praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If God has dealt with you and you'd like to leave your seat and come, let us come and give thanks today. I want to thank you for being here this morning on this special Remembrance Sunday, and what a great crowd the Lord has given to us. Now, tonight at 6 o'clock, I pray you can be right in your place, and I have some very special things that I want to share with you tonight from my heart that the Lord has put on my heart, and I pray that you will be here. And then, of course, Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, we will have our midweek service, and you be in prayer this week. We have a lot of things going on, and it's busy, but we're thankful that we can move forward for the cause of Christ. Now, my wife and I are going to stand at the back, and we will shake your hand as long as you want to shake our hands. If you're comfortable doing that, that's fine. And let me say this. I don't want anyone to feel, bad or anything that if you don't want to shake people's hands, that's fine. That is totally left up to you, and I totally understand that. And let us make sure that we respect that for people. You know, by the way, they have their freedom to do that, but we have our freedom as well. So let's respect everyone's freedom to do what they think is best and what they feel safe doing. And I want us to make sure that we do that. But my wife and I would like to join you out. And we'll just, we're so thankful to be able to see each and every one of you. And I want you to continue to pray for Miss Candace Stevenson. She had about a five-hour surgery yesterday, and she is home. Brother Stevenson's mother is there, and so I want you to just pray for her and just give her some time to rest and heal. And I've told her just to take as much time as possible, and I'm glad Brother Stevenson's mom is here, and I know that'll be a great blessing. Well, let's close in a word of prayer, and Brother Dan, would you close us, and my wife and I will greet you on the way out.
Let's pray. Dear Father, we thank you this day for the time of remembrance that we've had. Father, not just the freedom of our nation that we enjoy because of the sacrifice of others, but the freedom and the liberty we have in Jesus Christ because of his sacrifice on Calvary. Help us never to forget. We'd ask that you go with us today and bring us back to our appointed place tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. You are dismissed.